All right, so we're diving deep into Bangkok condos today.
Ooh, I love a good condo deep dive.
Especially with the sources we've got. One is a straight-up recommendation for a real estate agency,
Oh.
and then a really in-depth review for a specific condo.
Nice. So we'll get the big picture and a close-up.
Exactly. It'll be fun to see how this condo fits into the whole Bangkok scene.
Yeah. Let's see what we've got. Where do we start?
Well, that first source is short and sweet.
Okay.
It basically says, if you want to buy a condo in Bangkok, check out BKK Homes.
So, like, that's the agency for this kind of thing?
Seems like it.
That's good to know right off the bat.
Yeah, for anyone who's actually in the market.
Definitely. Okay, so what about this condo review?
This is for a place called, get this, the Rhythm Ekamai Estate.
Ooh, catchy name.
Right. And right away, they're hitting you with a location. Luxury, high rise, heart of Ekamai.
Ah, Ekamai. Trendy spot, right. Lots of shops, restaurants, nightlife.
That's what they say, and they also point out it's close to Thonglor.
Oh, even better. For listeners who don't know Bangkok, Phong Lor is where it's at for nightlife.
So this condo is in the thick of it, but here's what's interesting.
What's that?
Only 303 units in the whole building.
Wow, that's pretty exclusive for a high rise.
Right. Not your typical packed-in condo.
Yeah, you get a lot more privacy with fewer units.
And I bet that appeals to buyers who want more of a community feel.
Absolutely. When you know your neighbors, it feels more like home.
That's actually what the developers are going for. They call it the feel-like-home concept.
Cute. How do they pull that off?
Well, lots of green spaces, for one.
Yeah.
They've even got a courtyard with a water feature on the seventh floor.
Ooh, tranquil. I like it.
Plus, they've got artwork throughout the building.
So it's not just a sterile high rise. They're bringing in some personality.
Yeah, like you said, making it feel more homey.
I bet those design choices extend to the individual units too.
Oh, yeah, the review goes into detail about that. Like, they've
Yeah.
got these double skin balconies.
Fancy. What's
Is it?
that?
So basically, it's an extra layer on the balcony, almost like another room.
So you can use it year round, no matter the weather.
Exactly. Super versatile space.
I bet people are using those for all sorts of
Oh,
things.
for sure.
Yeah.
Home office, reading nooks, mini garden, you name it.
That's so cool. Okay, what else does this place have going for it?
Well, the amenities are insane. 10 floors of them.
10 floors, seriously.
Seriously, they've got a 360-degree infinity pool, a rooftop garden, a sky library.
Wow, they thought of everything.
Right. And there's more. A spa with something called a white ion bath.
White ion bath. Never heard of it.
Me neither, but it sounds fancy. Plus, your standard fully equipped gym.
This place is like a self-contained world. You never have to leave.
Right. They've got you covered for every possible need.
So, what kind of people are actually buying these condos? Families, young
Well,
professionals.
they highlight the different unit types, one bedroom plus two bedroom.
Those are pretty popular layouts, appeal to a wide range of buyers.
Yeah, and get this, the biggest units, like the
Cool.
duplexes and penthouses, are already sold out.
Really? Even at those higher price points?
Yep. Seems like people are willing to pay for that extra space and privacy.
That makes sense, especially in a city like Bangkok. Sometimes you just need that breathing room.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the location itself, Ekamai.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier, but what else makes this neighborhood special?
Well, the review calls it an all-day, all-night kind of place.
Okay, I like that.
So you've got your community malls for daily stuff, amazing street food, and then at night, the bars and clubs come alive.
Sounds pretty vibrant.
It does. Definitely a neighborhood that's constantly evolving.
I can see why people would be drawn to that energy.
For sure. But the reviewer did mention one downside.
Oh, what's that?
Traffic.
Ah, yeah, that's the trade-off with living in a central location.
Right. You're close to everything, but it might take a while to get there.
Especially during rush hour.
Exactly. So something to keep in mind for potential buyers.
Definitely a factor to consider, weighing the pros and cons.
For sure. Okay, so we've got this amazing condo, prime location, but what about the design itself?
Yeah, let's dive into that. What did they do to make this place stand out?
Well, they really went all out with the details.
Like what?
Like they brought in this artist, Dong Sculpture, who does these pieces inspired by Chamchuri trees.
Oh, cool. Those are so iconic in Bangkok.
Right, so it's like they're bringing a little bit of the city into the building.
I love that. What else?
They've got works by Palm A. Chan, who does graphic design, and they even use wallpaper from AAY, this Dutch design house.
Wow. So
But
it's not just your typical condo art. They curated a whole collection.
yeah, and they really thought about how people would use the common spaces.
How so?
Like they have dedicated zones for socializing, working, and relaxing.
So you can choose your vibe depending on your mood.
Exactly. And let's talk about that pool.
Oh, yeah, the 360-degree one on, like, the 31st floor.
The one and only. And they've got this crystal hallway running underneath it with a glass ceiling.
So you can look up and see people swimming.
It's pretty wild. And then there's the rooftop garden on the 33rd floor.
Okay, now that sounds amazing. Like a little oasis above the city.
That's exactly what it is. Multiple levels, walkways, seating areas, tons of plants.
Wow, they really went all out.
And remember that white ion bath I mentioned?
Vaguely. What was that all about?
So apparently it uses these microbubbles to deep clean your skin. Spa treatment in your own building.
Fancy. It seems like wellness is a big focus these days.
For sure. And then the gym's got top-of-the-line equipment, a private fitness room, even a yoga studio.
So they've got you covered, whether you're a hardcore gym rat or a casual yogi.
Exactly. They've really thought of everything. Okay, so we've covered the design, the amenities, the location. But let's be real.
What's that?
All this luxury comes at a price.
True. What's the damage?
Let's get into the numbers.
Okay, hit me with it. Okay, hit me with it.
All right, so the review gives us some numbers from November 2022.
Okay.
They say a one-bedroom unit started at 7.3 million baht, which, if you do the math, comes out to about 208,571 baht per square meter.
That's definitely on the higher end, even for Ekamai.
But like we've been saying, this place is packed with amenities, plus it's got that low-density prime location.
Yeah, all that adds up.
For sure. Then for the one-bedroom plus units, those were going for 7.9 million baht.
Okay.
Which is about 197,500 baht per square meter. They're around 40 square meters.
Interesting. So the bigger unit actually works out to a slightly lower price per square meter.
Yeah, I guess when you spread out those shared costs over more space.
Makes sense. What about the two bedrooms?
Those were listed at 17.9 million baht for 85.5 square meters.
So just over 209,000 baht per square meter.
Yeah, something like that. Definitely a bigger investment.
But for a family who wants that space and luxury in that location,
that's probably worth it to them.
Yeah, I bet. It would be interesting to see how those prices compare to detached homes in the area.
Right. To get a sense of the overall market.
Exactly. Now, remember how we were talking about those bigger units selling out?
The duplexes, sky villas, all that.
Yeah. What did the review say about that?
Well, they confirmed those were all gone as of November 2022.
Wow, so there's definitely a market for that top-tier luxury.
For sure. People who want the best of the best and don't mind paying for it.
And they probably value that exclusivity, too.
Absolutely. Now, here's where things get a little interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The review includes a price update from August 2024.
Oh, how recent.
Pretty recent. And the starting price dropped to 6.19 million baht.
Whoa, that's a pretty big dip.
Right. I wonder what caused that.
Could be a lot of things. Market fluctuations, changes in demand.
Maybe the developer adjusted their strategy.
It shows how dynamic the real estate market can be, especially in a city like Bangkok.
For sure. So taking all of this into account, what do you think this place is really for?
Well, based on everything we've discussed, it seems like they're targeting someone who really values that luxury lifestyle.
Someone who appreciates design, wants those high-end amenities.
And probably wants to be part of a community, not just living in an anonymous high-rise.
Exactly. Someone who wants to be in the middle of it all, but also have their own little oasis.
The best of both worlds.
Right. And they're willing to pay a premium for that.
Makes sense. So if someone's actually interested in buying here, what should they do?
Well, that first source we looked at recommended BKK Homes.
Right, that real estate agency?
They seem like the experts in this kind of property.
So they could help navigate the whole process.
Exactly. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. From the nitty-gritty details to the overall vibe.
I think we have a pretty good picture of this condo now.
The Rhythm Ekamai Estate. It's quite a place.
It is. And it's a good example of how developers are adapting to what people want.
Creating these spaces that are more than just a place to live.
Yeah, like you said, a whole lifestyle.
And they're definitely paying attention to that desire for wellness, community, all that.
That's not just about square footage anymore.
Definitely not. Okay, as we wrap up, here's something to think about.
All right, hit me.
We saw how popular those larger units were and how much they cost.
Yeah, definitely a premium.
So how do you think that's going to shape condo development in the future?
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Like, will we see more emphasis on spacious layouts?
Or maybe new innovations to maximize space in smaller units?
Could be. It'll be interesting to see what developers come up with.
Yeah, definitely. And for our listeners, keep an eye out for those trends.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time to be following the Bangkok real estate scene.
Absolutely. Until next time, happy condo hunting, everyone.
Okay, hippie.
Well, so Those prices for those larger units got me thinking.
Yeah.
How do you think this trend, you know, people wanting more space, how's that going to change how condos are built in the future in Bangkok?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we'll see a lot more of these bigger units.
Yeah, maybe less focus on those tiny studios.
Or maybe it'll push developers to get creative.
Oh, like finding ways to make smaller spaces feel bigger?
Exactly. Using clever design, multifunctional furniture, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like those transforming furniture pieces you see in those tiny house shows.
Right. Make the most of every square inch.
That would be cool to see. It'll be interesting to watch how it all plays out.
For sure. This whole deep dive has been fascinating, hasn't it?
It really has. We've learned so much about this one condo.
The Rhythm Ekamai Estate. It's quite a place.
It is. Luxury, design, community.
Right in the heart of it all.
But still with that sense of peace and quiet when you need it.
Exactly. And it really shows how developers are paying attention to what people want now.
Definitely. It's not just about having a roof over your head anymore.
It's about creating a whole experience.
A lifestyle. And that's what this place seems to offer.
Absolutely. Well, for any of our listeners who are thinking about making a move to Bangkok,
or just dreaming about it,
we hope this deep dive has given you a good taste of what's out there.
And who knows, maybe one of you will end up at the Rhythm Ekamai Estate.
Sipping a cocktail by the infinity pool.
With a view of the whole city. All right, everyone, that's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time, happy exploring.